This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump tweeted he's feeling well and has voiced his appreciation for the medical professionals treating him for COVID-19 at a military hospital. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, it comes amid reports that Trump went through a very concerning period on Friday.
This morning, the president is doing very well.
Midday Saturday, Dr. Sean Conley, the White House physician, told reporters the president had been fever-free for over 24 hours, and his medical team is cautiously optimistic.
Thursday, he had a mild cough and some nasal congestion and fatigue, all of which are now resolving and improving.
But a person familiar with the president's medical condition says he had been given supplemental oxygen at the White House on Friday before he was taken to the hospital. That person says the president has improved since arriving there. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republican members of the Senate on Saturday sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. However, they vowed that hearings for President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee would push ahead as planned. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin as scheduled on October 12th, even if Democrats agree to cancel the regular Senate sessions to avoid further spread of COVID-19. Since Friday morning, three GOP senators have announced that they tested positive. Senate Democratic Leader Charles Schumer said that if the COVID threat is too great for Senate sessions, it makes Barrett's confirmation perilous, too. However, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, who is running for re-election in South Carolina, added that senators can attend the hearings virtually. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. India's death toll from the novel coronavirus rose past 100,000 Saturday, only the third country in the world to reach that bleak milestone after the United States and Brazil. Eimear McCarthy of Reuters reports.
The country's health ministry said total deaths rose to 100,842, while the tally of infections climbed to 6.47 million after a daily increase in cases of 79,476. India now has the highest rate of daily increase in infections in the world. But Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government is continuing to push ahead with a full opening of the country. Cinemas were allowed to reopen at half capacity this week, and authorities can decide to reopen schools from mid-October. Health experts say with the country heading into winter and the Hindu festival of Diwali next month, the world's second most populous country could see another jump in cases.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy. The Prime Minister of Britain and the Chief of the European Union have told their chief negotiators to get back together and push intensively to strike a post-Brexit trade deal before time runs out in a few weeks. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen held a video call in a bid to overcome a stubborn roadblock in the trade negotiations. In a joint statement, the two said that progress had been made in recent weeks, but significant gaps remained. Notably, but not only, in the areas of fisheries, the level playing field and governance. The statement said they instructed their chief negotiators to work intensively to try to bridge those gaps. Zaria Shakili, London.
Sudan's power-sharing government and several rebel groups formalized a peace agreement on Saturday aimed at resolving decades of regional conflicts which left millions displaced and hundreds of thousands dead. The three major groups signed a preliminary deal in August, two factions from the western region of Darfur and one from the south, after months of peace talks hosted by neighboring South Sudan. Sudan has been racked by simmering conflicts for decades after the oil-rich south seceded in 2011, an economic crisis fueled protests that led to the overthrow of veteran president Omar Hassan al-Bashir last year. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber Saturday detonated an explosives-laden mini-truck in the country's eastern Nangarhar province, killing at least 15 people and injuring dozens more. Even as representatives of the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents are holding peace talks in Doha, the capital of Qatar. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.